Petula Martin joins us now with the business news. Good morning again, Petula.
Thanks, Aisling. Business activity in the Irish SME sector has edged into negative territory for the first time since 2020, according to a new business confidence survey by Lender Linked Finance. Post-pandemic trade was strongest for SMEs in 2022, and over the last 3 years, that has remained in positive territory until now. Linked Finance CEO Niall O'Grady joins us. Good morning, Niall.
Morning.
Businesses are growing cautious, and not a surprise really given the overall global trade environment. How is that caution manifesting itself among SMEs?
Yeah, well, Petula, as you say, there's been an increasing level of uncertainty in the market over the last, say, 6 to 12 months in particular. Geopolitical events, tariffs that particularly affect the SME sector are coming home to roost to a certain extent. And we've seen a gradual deterioration in confidence amongst SMEs. Performance in quarter two was down 3% year on year. I think the reassuring thing is overall about 61% of SMEs are still confident about the medium term outlook in Ireland and for their particular organisations. It is down from the high 60s about a year ago. So it is a reduction, but nevertheless, with 61% of people still confident in the SME sector, it remains a very resilient sector.
So not too dramatic a decline in in optimism. And larger businesses in particular, they're still performing well.
They are. And large businesses tend not to be as impacted by short-term changes or uncertainty or anything like that. Main reason, obviously enough, is they are larger. Therefore, they have more revenue streams. They have more diversification, if you like, in terms of their input costs and orders and customers. And as a result, individual instances like what's happening at the moment tend to be, you know, impacted less on larger SMEs.
Retail and wholesale trade saw increased optimism levels in the second quarter. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, well, if you go back to the pandemic, retail was hit very badly and hospitality was hit very badly. Retail has taken probably longer than most people anticipated to recover, and it's really started to recover at this stage. A lot of people during COVID in the retail sector went online with their sales. Some didn't, and now they have responded. So we're delighted to see that there's been an eventual recovery in retail and wholesale. We expect that to continue over the next 12 months.
SMEs in Dublin are also performing better. Why?
Yeah, going back to the point in relation to size, Dublin SMEs just tend to be bigger. They are more resilient on performance at the moment and more optimistic because they tend to be larger. Down the country, unfortunately, a lot of SMEs tend to be a little bit smaller. And as a result, they tend to be more impacted by short-term changes like these.
And what did SMEs say about the impact of global trade and tariffs on their business?
Yeah, I suppose a couple of things. First of all, we asked them during the survey, it's about 360 SMEs that we speak to regularly. We asked them what impact they expected it to have. About 54% of them said it was going to have a slight or significant negative impact on their business. That's to be expected as a result of the fact that, you know, SMEs don't, and nobody really knows what exactly is going to happen. Just one point to note on it, the survey itself took place a couple of days before the EU-US tariff agreement took place. And as a result, we would expect that to be much more positive now than it was at the time, because it just seems that there's a huge amount of uncertainty, and then subsequently in relation to tariffs, things tend to be either postponed or agreed. So we'd expect, while there are inevitably some short-term fluctuations quarter three and into quarter four, we'd expect in the medium term things to stabilise and improve.
So still positive takeaways from this data.
Yeah.
Linked Finance CEO Niall O'Grady, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. I'll have more business news in the next hour.